بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونسلم ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We began the discussion of شق الصدر, that is the splitting of the صلى الله عليه وسلم. Four occasions it had occurred in the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We discussed the first when نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was at the home of his foster mother, Sayyida Halima Sa'diya, radiallahu ta'ala anha. We continue with the second occasion. The Shaqqul Sadr occurred for the second time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approximately 10 years old. This hadith has been reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it is recorded in Sahih Ibn Hibban. The third occasion of Shaqq al-Sadr was at the time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received prophethood, nubuwat, at the time when the verse Iqra was revealed. This incident is recorded in the Musnad of Abu Dawood, Tayalisi, rahimahumullah. The fourth occasion it occurred was prior to the miraculous journey of the Mi'raj. According to the hadith reported by Sayyidina Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated that one night, whilst he was resting in the Hatim area of the sacred Kaaba, two angels appeared. The procedure of this incident is almost identical to the procedure mentioned under the first occasion of Shaqq al-Sadr. Note, Shaqq al-Sadr surely defies all reason and logic, but it has been reported through numerous chains, which makes it compulsory to have faith upon. The purpose of Shaqqul Qamar, on the first occasion, a blood clot was removed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart. This, in actual fact, was symbolic of the source of sin and vice from which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was divinely purified. The heart was washed as well, so as to remove any traces of the blood clot. The second time this occurred for the sake of purifying Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart from the natural tendencies of getting involved in play and amusement, which usually begins at around that age. The third time it occurred was as to prepare Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to receive the pure speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to contain the vast knowledge of the recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fourth occasion was for the sake of preparing Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his journey into the unseen, that is the Mi'raj, and for the direct communication with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Note, Shaqq al-Sadr was an occurrence that was special only to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and other Anbiya alayhimu salam did not share in this privilege. Muhaddithin and historians differ regarding the number of times Shaqq al-Sadr had taken place. Allama Suhaili rahmatullah alayhi, for instance, is of the opinion that it occurred twice, whereas Hafiz ibn Hajar feels that it occurred thrice. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك